Let's start by going all the way back to the beginning. As you mentioned, originally a Dickens story, then you adapted it and made it your own. What was the inspiration behind tweaking this classic story?
The inspiration was that William Shakespeare had not written a Christmas show. So we've decided to go to the next best English author. We had done a season of Shakespeare at the theater. And when we got to the Christmas season, I said, well, we got to pull up Charles Dickens. And so I said, let's do an adaptation of his novel. And that's what we did. We pulled everything out we could from the book. I think people would be amazed at how much dialogue actually comes from the book. But I knew I wanted it to be a musical comedy. I wanted it to, you know, entertain children as well as adults. So we knew we had kind of a double-tiered challenge there to present humor that kids could get as well as humor that the adults could get. And the other thing, too, was most of the theaters around Raleigh were closed during the holidays back in the early 70s. And it just seemed to me that families wanted to go out and be together and be entertained during the holiday season. So that was another reason that we decided to go with a holiday show. And when we opened, we actually had to sell the seat cushions off of the sofas in the lobby to accommodate the crowd.
Wow.
And we knew we had something that would last.
Yeah, why do you think it has stood the test of time, being performed each holiday season since 1974?
Well, first of all, the theme of the story is one of transformation, the opportunity that all of us have to be better people than we were. And I think that's always a message around Christmas time and the new year when we set, you know, goals that we want to accomplish the next year. Also, I think over 50 years, we've become part of people's family, you mm-hmm. know. And it's like visiting an old friend. Each year they come back, particularly the ones who, my gosh, I'm hearing from people who've seen it 45 years. And I keep going, well, you know the lines better than I do. You should be up on the stage by this point. And I think that's why we've just become a part of the celebration of the holidays for a lot of people around the Triangle area, and they look forward to the show. It's a real honor for us.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was thinking about that this morning. Like, I'm sure there are families in the Triangle that go to this show now, and it's grandparents and parents and now grandkids or even great-grandparents. And just, I'm curious for you, the impact that you've had on so many generations of folks in the Triangle, what kind of emotion and pride do you take from that?
I feel 2 days older than water. I mean, that's how I feel. No, actually, it's a wonderful feeling. And those kids and grandkids are also in the show. We've had, you know, kids grow up in the show and have kids of their own, and now they're in the production as a family. And to look about the stage and see those faces, it's a sweet feeling. It really is. I mean, everybody wants to leave this world a little better than they found it. And Christmas Carol is my way to do that. It's bringing some happiness and some smiles and some laughter to people over the holidays. And particularly this year, we need laughter. Mm-hmm. We need to come together as a family. One big family on a globe that's getting smaller every day. And that's what, you know, Christmas present says to Scrooge. And it's a message that's never dimmed in its importance. And in fact, it's even more poignant today than ever.
You know, we talk about being a family. It's a family affair for you as well. Your son now playing the role of Ebenezer Scrooge in the play. What's that been like for you to see your son taking the role that you had for so many years?
Well, when I leave him sweating in his dressing room and I step out in the hallway, I breathe a little prayer of thanks that he's taking over. It was a strenuous show to do, and particularly when you have two productions a day. Thankfully, Ira has stepped in for me, and we've been able to alternate. But after 50 years, I said, look, I'm 77 years old. I said, it's time for a younger pair of legs to be in those tights, because a 77-year-old man in tights is not a pretty sight. And so I said, it's time for you, buddy. You inherited the tights. You take it and go. But he's doing a fabulous job. He's making the role his own and remaining true to the comedy that we set up and have been doing for 50 years. And we know it's a success when we see Dickens purists taken out of the theater on stretchers. We've done our job.
A couple thoughts as I let you go, and one not related to this story at all. Our mutual friend Mike Rayleigh, who's been here at WPTF for a while, wanted me to ask today, you were obviously in Brainstorm, and he wanted to know what it was like for you to share a kiss with Natalie Wood.
Oh, that's a kiss I will long remember. In fact, I turned to the director after that and I said, I think we can do it better if we do a second take.
That's so great. As we mentioned, the show now running in Durham begins tonight at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Where can our tickets get more information, find show times, and all the good stuff about the play that begins tonight in Durham?
You can contact the Durham Performing Arts Center. All of the information is online. Or you can go to Theater in the Park's website. We have all of the information there as well. We spell it T-H-E-A-T-R-E with theater, not theater.
You know. Theater. Sorry. I will do better the next time. Ira David Wood III, thank you so much for your time, for all that you do for our community. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you all.